Yes, it's time for Just Saying, and joining me as always, and the caterer for today, Aaron Ooh. Wright, welcome.
Yeah, I've gone to great efforts. I've got some leftover Freddos for everybody, so enjoy, ladies.
Thank you. I'm still waiting for my baklava, but anyway.
Next week, yeah.
I'll make do with Freddos.
Next, all right, and welcome, of course, child psychologist from Family Smart, Colette. Thanks for coming.
Hi, good morning.
And also from a parenting blog, Mouths of Babes, Katrina Rowe, welcome.
Good morning, Erica.
Well, this is going to be really fun because we're going to be chatting today about fussy eaters. Not just us, but our children. And sort of ways we can get around the issue of, I guess, mealtime war and no, I don't like that and all the rest of things that parents always hear. And we are together today going to try to combat some of this. Are we up for it?
Let's do it.
Everyone had to have a really good think about that first. So, Colette, I'm going to start with you. What are some of the things we hear as parents when it comes to food? The fussy eaters, the complaints, you know, what are some of the things you've heard in your time?
Well, one of my own children is a fussy eater, and I won't mention the gender even in case you guys they get to hear.
Gets back.
But yeah, it's things like not wanting to try anything new. Oh, that looks ugly. That color looks ugly. I don't do soft food. I don't do mushy food, lumpy food,
hard food, in between food, any kind of food.
So, yeah, and I think kids up until about, I don't know, some kids even up until teens just won't try new stuff. So, and it can be a battle.
Yeah.
Out of my three children, I've only got one of them, but most parents will have had a stage where one or two of their children all just will not eat certain foods. And the problem is that it evokes this emotion in parents where it's something you can't control. You cannot force that food down your child's throat. And so it becomes a power struggle and a power play. And it's trying to get away from that, but still keeping your child healthy.
And what sort of some of the things that might have worked in your household or in your experience?
So if I think about the holidays that have gone past, something that I tried was I wanted my children to eat fruit and veggies during the day, not just at night with their meals. So what I actually did was I got three lunch boxes out and put them on the bench top, and then my kids had to choose two veggies and two fruit of anything they liked that was in the fridge and put it into their lunch boxes. They could choose a treat for the day, and then they had to choose a protein, so nuts or whatever. And now that wasn't their lunch, but that was the snacks they had to eat. And it was fantastic.
That's brilliant. They didn't
run to the pantry all holiday grabbing the sweet stuff. They knew they had a limit of stuff, and they ate all their fruit and veggies in the day.
That's brilliant.
They felt they had a choice in the matter because they chose the carrot they wanted and so on.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is cool, isn't it? Because often, I guess, you get to school holidays and you go, right, lunchbox in the drawer. I don't want to see it for 2 weeks. But that's a great idea to utilize their normal, you know, routine style mindset.
Yeah.
Katrina, what's some of the experiences you've had with fussy eating?
Yeah. Well, look, my key thing is, I think, make food enjoyable, make cooking enjoyable. And as Colette referred to, don't let dinner or mealtimes become a battlefield, because it's important that dinner is enjoyable for everyone. When we were kids, we were made to finish everything on our plate. And we now know that is actually not a good way to eat. The really important skill children need to learn is to self-regulate. Eat when you're hungry, not eat when they're not hungry, and that kind of thing. So I think that, you know, start small. Like, I've seen so many kids being given a huge plate of food and burst into tears because it's overwhelming, you know. I just think a little plate with a few things on it, and they can get more if they're hungry. And the other thing I think as adults we need to remember is they shouldn't have to like everything. Like,
yeah, that's true. Really? That is true.
We don't like everything. Yes. I can't remember the last time I've cooked Brussels sprouts. I mean, it's not a sin to not like something, but it also is important to learn to appreciate food. So one thing that we've instigated is at every meal, everybody has to say something nice about the meal.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
We're just helping each other, really, aren't we, in this room today? Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yeah, and there's always something. It's not hard. So if you don't like one vegetable, say, I really like the lasagna.
Awesome. And Aaron?
Oh, it's great. Every week there's some standard dishes that our kids love, so we'll make sure they're part of the weekly menu. Right. So they've got those favourites. I'll tell you, it's the blandest, most disgusting. Well, it's not disgusting, but it's so bland and there's quiet at the table. Pasta, mince, nothing, and cheese on top. Seriously,
that's
it's
the favourite.
Most boring
meal.
And a broccoli and carrot and something. And the silence at the dinner table.
It's revered. <Man. laughs> Fantastic. Well, we are off and running, and I think by the end of today, we're going to have some pretty good solutions. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're with Just Saying. Erica, Aaron, Colette and Katrina with you. And we're talking about how to deal with a fussy eater. And Aaron, you were just saying that even though the meal to you is a little bland, a little boring, your kids love it. So is this something we should be sort of more focusing on?
Or? Give them their favourites. I think it's good to have a couple of times a week, but also, so the favourites, so the bland past with just meat and cheese. Yep. And my goodness, it's terrible. But within that, every week we try and to try something new point. Ooh. And there's a reward for this. So often to say, oh, we're trying something new tonight. Oh, yuck, that's gross. It looks like whatever you like.
And, a child.
They don't even know what it is yet. They haven't seen it. But there's this instant reaction. So try something new is a positive thing. You've tried it. Okay, you don't like it. You do like it. Great. Either way, if you try it, you don't spit it out on the floor and throw it on the floor, there's a reward.
So that's cool.
A gold star, whatever your reward system is, link in, integrate with that.
Okay.
And if you give them a new dish, I think you've got to give it with some familiar things. So if you know your kid will eat rice, broccoli and carrots, and then you want to give them a chicken korma for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, make sure they try it.
With all
but
the...
then they can eat the rice and carrot and broccoli, you know.
Yeah. Don't starve.
Absolutely.
I think also as parents, sometimes it's difficult if you feel like you've got to cook two meals for yourself and your kids. But especially with little kids, say, for example, my husband and I feel like a chicken curry and it's too spicy for the kids. I'm okay then on that day doing the chicken but without the curry and almost doing a second dish.
Yeah.
And then I do things like for my child who's more fussy, I will often put, say, two carrots on her plate or three or whatever and say, you need to eat at least one of the two carrots. Then she's got a choice in what she's choosing, but you are not forcing everything down their throats. But you're still kind of winning because they're eating part of what you put on their plate.
And I like what you're saying before about as parents, we do have to stay calm because you do want to go, there's nothing wrong with it. just go crazy. But because then we do really enter a power struggle, don't we?
And I think there's nothing wrong with if your children only eat carrots and cucumber for 2 years, who cares, really?
Yes,
they're eating veggies.
Yeah.
And so even if they try other things and don't enjoy them, like Katrina said, put those carrots and cucumber on their plate because they will eat those. Mm. We had a situation last year where family moved overseas and they lived with us for a while and we had 6 kids in the house. So you can imagine trying to please, you would almost know, Aaron, because she's
close.
But what we did was we actually created a menu and we got the children to each choose a meal that they enjoyed and the other children were not allowed to complain. So say Johnny's day was Monday, so Johnny always chose the meal for Monday and the other children could not complain about Johnny's meal because he chose it.
That's
so
it.
Everybody got chances to try other food and to eat something that somebody else liked.
That's it. And we actually started that too after a while of frustration with fussy eaters. It was like, all right, we're making a list of the approved food of the four of us, of the family. And so occasionally they'll just be eating something really bad for them and Ethan will go, can this go on the list? No, on the list. It's not on the list. But then that way everyone feels that they're part of planning.
Yeah.
And there's this website. I'm only interested in to find these things. The Organized Housewife. Has anyone seen this?
No.
It's one of those ones.
Oh, it's good. Yes.
Yeah. Well, they've got lots of different tips on how to stay. I'm trying to get organized. But one of those was to actually put up a menu board so that they can, like you were saying, they can actually see each day what they're going to get, what's coming, and then there's that expectation. Hopefully noses won't be poured up at them, but
I think there's a really good principle there, and that is the more involved they are in the meal, you know, whether if you can grow the vegetables, seriously do it, because the more they are involved in the cooking or the choosing, the better. I just wanted to share two mantras that I found really helpful too, Erica. One is on the importance of trying new foods. My sister always says, you know, something like, your whole body is growing up and your taste buds are growing up too. And so my little niece said to me the other day, I like mushrooms now. She said, I didn't like them before, but I tried them and I like them now because my taste buds have grown up.
Awesome.
And now my daughter is having a love affair with olives, you know, it's the fifth time she tried them. She loved them. So I think that's been really helpful just to say, try them again because your taste buds might have grown up since you last tried it. And the other mantra I think is really helpful is with to designate special times for treats, you know.
So
Friday afternoon is treat day or Monday is chocolate day or, you know, Wednesday's ice cream day. And then when your kids nag you for junk, you can, you know, you can say, yep, okay, we have that chocolate bar. You can have it on Friday afternoon because that's chocolate day.
Yeah.
Well, I think even allowing a small treat in their lunch boxes, I mean, the treat could be popcorn for that day and then other days you allow a tiny chocolate or whatever.
Yep.
But I still think not depriving children of treats.
Sure. Yeah.
And talk about eating healthily, not talking to children about getting fat. That's a word that's banned in my house.
No, yeah, same. We don't say that.
We talk about healthy eating because it's good to help your body grow. grow and
energy
learn
and
think at school and things like that.
Yeah. Now, that's fantastic. Who would like a Freddo?
Come on.
Aaron's bought a box of Freddo.
Modelling, that's the other thing.
Yeah, modelling. Hopefully no children are currently.
Modelling treat.
He is really throwing these at us. But thank you all. Can I have that one?
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you all so much for coming. And yeah, let's get working on all these tips. And I really like the try something new reward. I'm going to be trying that one. Talk to you guys next week.